There are many traditions and narrations which support the amplified concepts and definitions of the words people of the book, polytheists, and pagans. These narrations develop the meaning of the said words on the self-called Muslims, so as they include the hypocrites of the Muslim community who have pretended under false colors to be the legal leaders of the community and successors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Listen please to some traditions from the honored book Al-Kafi. The first is في أصول الكافي علي بن محمد عن بعض أصحابه أن أحمد بن محمد بن أبي ناصر قال دفع إلي أبو الحسن عليه السلام مصحفا وقال لا تنظر فيه ففتحته وقرأت فيه لم يكن الذين كفروا فوجدت فيها اسم 70 رجلا من قريش بأسمائهم وأسماء آبائهم قال فبعث إلي ابعث إلي بالمصحف. It is narrated from Muhammad ibn Abi Nasr who said, Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam handed over a parchment to me and said, Do not look into it now, seeking an opportunity. Then I opened it and read in it, Faithless from among the people of the book and the polytheists, that is to say, Suratul Bayyinah. And I found therein names of 70 men from Quraysh by their names and the names of their fathers. So he alayhi salam sent a message to me, sent someone to return to me with the parchment. According to what Mullah Salih Mazandarani rahmatullah alayhi wrote explaining the tradition, the parchment had been the original copy of the Holy Quran written by Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. Indeed, under the discussed chapter, the original copy included the names of 70 hypocrite companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who were disbelievers in reality, Muslims only in name. Their hypocrisy was proved by many verses of the Holy Quran. By their behavior toward the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in Qadir Qom, by their accursed agreement to conspire with other hypocrites to assassinate him in Harsha Cliff and Debab, by their behavior in the Qirtas event, by their treatment toward the Lady Fatima and Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali alayhim assalam, by their heresies to change the rules of the religion of Allah since the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as a divine trial case. The second narration is Muhammad ibn Yahya and Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Isa and Ali ibn al-Hakam and Aban and al-Fudail and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal man idda'a al-imamah وليس من أهلها فهو كافر. It is narrated from Al-Fudail from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, who has said the following: Whoever would claim to be the Imam, and in fact he would not be the Imam ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal, he would be an unbeliever. The third narration is Muhammad ibn Yahya and Muhammad ibn al-Husayn and Muhammad ibn Sinan and Talhat ibn Zayd and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal man ashraka ma'a imamin imamatuhu min indillah man laysat imamatuhu min Allah kana mushrikan billah. It is narrated from Talhat ibn Zayd from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, who has said the following: Whoever would share the leadership of a lead ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal with divine authority, with a lead without divine authority, is a polytheist. The fourth narration, Muhammad ibn Yahya and Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Isa, an al-Hasan ibn Mahbub, an Amr ibn Thabit, an Jabir, qal, سألت أبا جعفر عليه السلام عن قول الله عز وجل ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله قال حمد الله أولياء فلان وفلان اتخذوهم أئمة دون الإمام الذي جعله الله للناس إماما فلذلك قال ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب إذ تبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا الأذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم وما هم بخارجين من النار ثم قال أبو جعفر عليه السلام هم والله يا جابر أئمة الظلمة وأشياعهم. It is narrated from Amr ibn Thabit from Jabir who has said the following. I asked Abi Ja'far alayhi salam about the words of Allah, the most majestic, the most gracious. Some people consider certain things equal to God and love them just as one should love God. 2:165. The Imam alayhi salam said, they by Allah Azza wa Jal are the friends of so and so, that's to say Abu Bakr and Umar, whom they have taken as their imams and not the imams, leaders ordained by God with divine authority, who are appointed for people as such. For this reason, he has said, had the angels been able to reflect about their condition when facing the torment, they would have had no doubt that to God belongs all power and that He is stern in His retribution. When the leaders see the torment and lose all their resources, they will denounce their followers. The followers will say, had we had the chance, we also would have denounced our leaders. That's how God will show them their regrettable deeds. They will not be able to escape from hellfire. Then Abi Ja'far alayhi salam said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, O Jabir, they are the unjust imams and their followers. The fifth narration is عِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِنَا عَنْ أَحْمَدِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ عَنْ إِبْنِ أَبِي نَاسٍ عَنْ أَبِي الْحَسَنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي قَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَالَ يَأْنِي مَنْ اتَّخَذَ دِينَهُ رَعْيَهُ بِغَيْرِ إِمَامٍ مِّنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. From Ibn Abi Nas, from Abil Hasan alayhi salam, who has said about the words of Allah, the most majestic, the most gracious, who strays more than one who follows his desires without guidance from God? 28:15. It refers to those who take their own opinions as their religion without an imam from the imams of guidance, leaders with divine authority. The sixth narration is Muhammad ibn Yahya and Muhammad ibn al-Husayn and Safwan ibn Yahya and al-Ala ibn al-Razin and Muhammad ibn Muslim قال سمعت أبا جعفر عليه السلام يقول كل من دان الله بعبادة يجحد فيها نفسه ولا إمام له من الله فالسعيه غير مقبول وهو ظال متحير والله تعالى شانع لأعماله ومثله كمثل شاة ذلت عن راعيها وقطيعها. It is narrated from Muhammad ibn Muslim who has said the following. I heard Abi Ja'far alayhi salam says, whoever follows the religion of Allah worshipping assiduously without an imam, leader with divine authority, his toil will not be acceptable. In fact, he is lost and confused, and Allah disdains his deeds. Such person's case and example is like a sheep that has lost the shepherd and the flock. A famous example is Harun, so-called Al-Rashid, la'natullah alayh. As you may know, he He was a tyrant Abbasid despot, so-called Caliph, who led the Muslim community astray for a long time. Lacking all the required qualifications, he pretended to be the successor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, denying the divine leadership of Maulana Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam. In the following tradition, we will observe a debate between them which definitely proves the hypocrisy of the false caliphs who, denying the divine leadership of the 12 infallible Imams alayhi salam, have pretended to be the successors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In fact, their hypocrisy had not been limited to their period and kingdom. Rather, as a contagious disease, it has grown day by day among the people of the world.